So, Ruben, tell me what you guys are going to be doing on the road to North Carolina and what you need from the public.
We were invited by people that we kind of knew as acquaintances that had an idea to kind of disrupt education with a new school that they're opening up at the last location of Black Mountain College, which was a popular school. I think it was back in the 30s to the 50s where like Albert Einstein taught, Buckminster Fuller attended there, some really awesome people. And it was a kind of future forward thinking school. A local late 20-year-old donated $5 million to reopen this school back up now and kind of with the same concept in between college and high school to kind of give people the opportunity to do what they want and learn what they need to learn the right way. So they invited us to come be fellowship professors and teach a few classes. And they're basically have like an open house that we're going up to see the school, meet the people involved, that kind of stuff next weekend. And they really like the swings project. So we thought we could, it was a really cool way to incorporate swings into this and kind of, as we're doing the road trip up there, kind of stop and zigzag along in different cities and hang swings along the way, as well as we've heard really cool things about Asheville, and it's like 10 minutes out of Asheville, so we want to kind of sprinkle Asheville with swings.
What do you need from the public?
We've picked a goal of $500 to raise because we're like basically out of rope. We have still like 600 swings to hang, and we're just really, really low on rope. So we want to be able to have a stockpile of rope when we bring all the swings with us so that we can basically hang swings along the way. The school covered our ride and our stay, and we already have the swings, so we really just need the rope to kind of complete the whole idea there. So $500 will help us hang another 100-plus-ish swings along the way, and then that'll keep us kind of stocked for a little bit as well to continue hanging in the hometown Tampa Bay.
You said you kind of map things out. Do you just kind of plan of, you know which exit you're going to get off at and where you're going to go to hang them, or is it just going to be kind of like, hey, that's going to be a good place?
Yeah, we got no idea right now. We're probably just going to be like, that's a good place. If someone has to stop for the bathroom, we'll hang a few swings around wherever we stop, or, you know, if we hear about a cool place or people, you know, message us or anything along the way, or if anyone wants to donate money and suggest a place to hang, we're all about that.
What do you hope people will get from this, that, you know, suddenly there's a swing where there wasn't one before?
Yeah, I mean, we still are running on the, you know, idea that we're kind of spontaneously building a little community around this spot. Not only are we kind of letting people have the opportunity to have fun with a mix of kind of their daily routine, but we're hoping to kind of spark their curiosity by kind of changing the environment as they, you know, just appeared out of nowhere. Ideally, we do most of them at night, but because we're kind of traveling, we'll end up doing some during the day. But we like to kind of throw them up where no one can see, so no one really knows where they came from. So we got curiosity, fun, and like a, you know, an opportunity to kind of share that experience with other people.
Hunter, what are you guys going to be teaching once you get up to Black Mountain?
Ruben will be focusing on social entrepreneurship, and I'll be focusing on elements and principles of art and design. That's our loose idea for now. But yeah, those are the regions we'll be tackling.
Did you ever see yourself as a teacher in college, particularly at this age?
No. No way. I actually left school to focus on art myself. So their efforts to create a tuition-free holistic learning environment are right in line with my mission, too, especially in higher education. So I'm very excited to be a part of it and help however I can in art and design.
And then the idea of, as you guys go along with the swings, are you worried at all that someone's going to be like, what are you guys doing? Are you going to get in trouble? Or is it just kind of an extension of what you've done all along here in Tampa?
Oh, there's no doubt that that'll happen more, which is cool. We like challenging our community around us to see what's possible. So, yeah, we're not worried about it. We're more excited than anything to keep spreading love and keep hanging swings and just keep our mission of spontaneous community building going.
And also, remind me, are the swings marked in any way so that they know, you know, Swings Tampa Bay was here?
Yeah, it's kind of hidden, too, and playful like that. So if you have the audacity to look under the swing, our URL is there on a sticker, swingstampabay.org, and you can find out a little bit more about the people behind it and where the heck it came from.